Welcome to day 17. Today, we listen to Bhagwan Baba's words of wisdom in Satya Sai Speaks, Volume 25, Chapter 42. The mind must desist from wandering. Speech is produced cheaply, but it has high value. It can elevate as well as demean men. Listening to a speech, a zero can rise into a hero, or a hero can collapse into a zero. Speech can inspire or plant despair. It must be true and sweet, not false and pleasant. Man must endeavor to acquire speech untouched by subterfuge, limbs untouched by cruelty, hands free from violence, and thoughts free from vengefulness. Frenzy, fanaticism, and gusts of anger have to be controlled, for they lead to disasters whose range is beyond calculation. By constant practice, this can also resort to the vow of silence. The mind also must desist from wandering when the tongue is desisting from talking. Otherwise, the vow cannot be fruitful. Be conscious that every word we utter or hear will leave an impression on our consciousness and provoke reactions that may or may not be beneficial. This is the reason why the company of God and godly people is to be sought. Now, let us begin our meditation. Please sit up tall and comfortably. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax. Begin to observe the inflow and outflow of your breath. On every inhale, breathe in love. And on every exhale, breathe of fear. With each inhalation and exhalation, allow yourself to become more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts or sensations in your body or noises in the environment, simply return your attention to breathing by mentally repeating the Soham mantra. Continue with your meditation. At the end, you will hear the ringing of a soft bell.